The world mind. Everything in the universe testifies to a super intelligent power being behind it. All scientific evidence indicates that there is a single power which presides over the entire universe, and all religious mystic experience and philosophic insight confirms it. Not only is this so, but this power also maintains the universe. Its intelligence is unique, matchless, incredible. This power is what I call the world mind. The infinite wisdom of the world mind is behind the world and rules its course, which is not left to the accidents of chance. This is the principle which forever remains what it was and will be. It is in the universe, and yet the universe is in it too. It never evolves, for it is outside time. It has no shape, for it is outside space. It is beyond man's consciousness, for it is beyond both his thoughts and sense experience. Yet all conscious springs mysteriously out of it. No one can see the real, yet everyone may see the things which come from it. Although it is itself untouchable, whatever we touch enshrines its presence. The world mind eternally thinks this universe into being, in a pulsating rhythm of thought and rest. The process is as eternal as the world mind itself. The energies which accompany this thinking are electrical. The scientists note and tap the energies and ignore the idea and the mind they are expressing. Because there is a divine mind back of the universe, there are divine wisdom and goodness in the universe. All things and all creatures are within the world mind. Draw their current of life and intelligence from this source. This is why, in the end, they come to feel nostalgic for it. This is why religions arise and mystics seek. In all these studies, the principal concept should be returned to again and again. The entire universe, everything, objects, and creatures is in mind. I hold all the objects of my experience in my consciousness, but I myself am held along with them in an incredibly greater consciousness, the world minds.